Wubba lubba dub dub! Yeah. Rick and Morty is back, you guys. We didn't know it was coming. We didn't even think we were going to have a show this week, but god damn it, we got into the studio. So let's talk about the season 3 premiere of Rick and Morty today on Sci-Fi Weekly.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Sci-Fi Weekly.
I can't do it again. Welcome, guys, to Sci-Fi Weekly, the show that brings you the past, the present, and the future of science fiction. I'm your host, Zach Wilson. I'm so excited today. I still can't believe that it really happened. We're going to talk about the Rick and Morty premiere. That's all we're going to talk about because I didn't have a show planned. But
at least you're honest.
Yeah.
If you watched last week's episode, we literally said, we're not going to be on next week because we're traveling.
Well, April Fools, here it is, guys.
Yeah, April Fools. Well, let me introduce the panel that I've assembled to talk about this today. I have with me the executive producer of Popcorn Talk, Stephen Lemieux.
Hey, guys. Good to be here. Follow me on Twitter, at The Popcorn Talk. And I got to tell you know how I found out that that they aired the episode? My mom texted me.
Wow.
She texted me, there's a new episode of Rick and Morty on right now. My parents love the show.
Aww. That explains a lot.
That's a really mean thing to say, Zach.
I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. It's T-E-R-I-J-A-Y.
I'm Christian Blad. I'm on Twitter at Christian DMZ, and I have to take a shit, but I'll hold it in.
No, all right.
I didn't.
Anyone who might be... who might have not seen the episode yet is very confused.
Yes.
If you haven't, we're going to do a quick spoiler-free review, just our general thoughts on it, and then we're going to dive into the episode with all the spoilers. This was a perfect episode. Like, for me, this is exactly what I wanted. It was crazy in ways that the show has not been before. Mm-hmm. Answered the big cliffhanger from season 2. And was just like balls out, like what the fuck is happening?
It was insanity. It was exactly what you want from the show. Their social media, because I've had a feeling they were going to put something out for a while, because their Snapchat and their Instagram stories have been slow, like putting out more and more stuff recently.
The Instagram game that they have, where like the maps. If you guys haven't played this, there's literally like they have different Instagram accounts that each just like use the layout to be a map, and then you can click through to and it'll jump you to another account, which is another map.
Well, there's also the stories that have 6 images and 2 focal points, so it blurs and unblurs as it goes. So like you see like a baby in a crib, and it unblurs to like an alien in the background looking at it, like licking its fingers, and you're like, what is going on? So like I've been excited with their social media, but no, this. I don't know what to say that's spoilery, so I can't say anything.
Yeah. The thing I liked the most about this episode is that of this 2 seasons, it was the most serialized. It referenced every...
You can hear the booth.
Ooh. Yeah, Anthony, meet your mic, Mo.
Hey, booth. How you doing?
That's how excited everyone is about the new episode. The wall wants in.
The fourth wall broke just now.
Yes.
But yeah, like it referenced so many different things throughout the first 2 seasons. Even the references were referencing other different things. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it, because like you hear interviews with Roiland and Harmon, and they're always like, "Nah, we don't plan anything out. We don't really like we don't really care to serialize it in any way. Every episode is a new adventure." But this one, every piece of it was referencing something, and it all came together really nicely.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I was very excited when I heard the news. Unfortunately, I heard the news. It was on my Twitter, on my phone, while I'm driving back very slowly from Palm Springs. I'm like, I get it. I know what's up. I can't watch it yet. So I actually didn't get to watch it till today. But when I saw it, it was like running into your best friends that you just haven't seen in a while. And just having so much fun, and I'm just going to reference something that I won't because this is the spoiler-free zone, but the kinds of jokes that make this show or any show that I think is funny perfect to me are were in this heavily on display in this episode. Just the randomness of some of the establishments that were referenced.
Yeah, this is they really went out of the way, especially after all the turmoil that we'd heard behind the scenes. Like they from what I understand, they got through writing most of the season and then threw it out because they Roiland and Harmon were not satisfied with what they'd written, and they just like we're going back to the drawing board.
Sometimes that's what you need, though.
I mean, that takes a lot of guts to say like, hey, this isn't up to par, so we're gonna try again.
Hey, yeah. we did one tab of acid too many on this run through. Let's try 18 tabs this time and see what happens.
Yeah.
Instead of our normal 19.
But yeah, let's say all spoilers. Well, from now on, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen this, go find it on the internet.
It's on Facebook. It's literally everywhere for right now until they take it all down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know when or if they're planning on like putting it up mm-hmm. until the season truly premieres in the summer, mm-hmm. Which is when it's supposed to come back. But if you haven't seen it, go find it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that they posted it on AdultSwim.com, which is where it was streaming.
Yeah.
So I think that should be the first place you go, support the official release.
If you can't find it isn't that hard, because actually I would have had to sit through a stream of all the episodes to get to the new episode. So I had to take matters into my own hands, and I did find it. So Christian, we don't usually encourage that.
Christian's like 70 years old, and he could find it using social media. So
no, my son showed me how to do it. He opened it up on my phone. He's, and I'm like, I can watch videos on my phone. Yeah, he's 18 months old.
Yeah,
But yeah, so the episode opened in like this, like it's such a great, again, just like the fake outs within fake outs of just like, anyhow, that's how I escaped space prison.
Right.
Yeah. Because I went back and I rewatched the last episode of season two. Well, I watched the premiere, then I went and rewatched the last episode, and then what rewatched.
Right, and you
again.
Think it's going to be one of those things where, like, oh, are they just going to skip it and tell us later, or maybe never?
If you're watching live, according to Captain Travis in the chat, it will be streaming tonight at 8:30 on Adult Swim.
Eastern or Pacific? Time code it
yeah.
is.
Come on, Captain Travis.
God.
If it's TV, it'll be both.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, you're right.
It'll be in mountain time, guys.
But and then they drop into Shoney's,
yeah.
Which
there was a whole conversation about Shoney's right before the show started.
Well, Steven, that's a real place?
Shoney's is a real place, and it took me so long to realize that I have been there multiple times in my life, and I remember it. But I'm like thinking, oh, are they making fun of Shoney's? Are they making fun of something that I think is Shoney's but is actually named differently? And I looked up like, no, it's actually called Shoney's, and the show is, like, literally there at
right.
Shoney's.
Your brain actually has to be melting for you to decide to choose to walk into a Shoney's.
Literally, yeah. Yes. And they have coffee cups like that, and it's nice.
Interesting. I thought it was
with less
like
butts.
Less butts? What's the point of going, then?
I don't know.
This episode's sponsored by Shoney's, by the way.
Apparently. Yeah.
It seems to be.
He appears to have made a butt. How can he do that? He's the smartest man in the universe.
I thought it was a take on Denny's, Shoney's Denny's, and so everyone knows that, for me, Denny's is the happiest place on earth. So I got a warm heart from that, but to know that it's a real place that literally competes with my Denny's.
No, Shoney's really is more sad. Like the IHOP of Denny's. Sit-down, leather booths, but still, like, low quality.
It's okay. more like, you know, Jack in the Box tier, if you move it over to fast food.
But they have a mean hot chocolate. Level.
Interesting.
Again, you're in the pocket of Shoney's. You keep trying to
a
show
little
the
bit.
Products.
Right. A little bit.
Fair enough. At least you're upfront about it.
I like to Shoney's.
He's on Twitter at Shoney's.
What did you guys think of the Nathan Fillion, like, bug agent? I love that they got Nathan Fillion to play this role. He's been popping up everywhere recently.
Are you aroused, or is that kind of like a tick?
You get the feeling that he's, you know, from what you know about him, just his public persona, you feel like he was waiting for them to ask him to do something, you know, mm-hmm. And I think it was great. And it's one of those things where you're listening. I don't know, how long does it take you to know it's him? Like half a second?
Didn't
maybe
realize
a full
it.
Word ever till just
didn't,
now.
Until you said it, I didn't even think.
Oh,
it.
Really? Yeah, really? It was yeah. like three words.
You're like,
maybe
you're like, hey, this guy sounds like Castle.
I don't watch Castle, and I never watched Firefly. I've seen like six episodes of Firefly, so his voice is not fresh in my mind. So now that you say that, that's cool, but...
Zach, is he allowed to still sit here?
Yeah, no, you gotta get out, bro.
It's fine. I never watched Castle either, and
I'm
like,
talking about Firefly.
And I haven't watched Firefly in years.
Okay.
And like, but like, just Nathan Fillion has been everywhere recently.
True, right.
Like, he's on Modern Family now, and just like, he pops up.
Yeah.
I think they're like, back... like hid in the background have cast him as Wonder Man in the Marvel Universe.
Oh yes.
It's like not a character that ever is like gonna be on screen, but he's in posters as an established like
as
comic
Wonder
book
Man.
Character. Yeah.
A proud member of the West Coast Avengers, Wonder Man.
Well when he's an actor.
Oh, of course.
He's,
that was his day job.
He's in movie posters and background of stuff. It's really weird. Anyway, but yeah, I love that we're doing like Inception again.
Yeah, pretty well, much.
It seeing as you had mentioned that Fillion is appearing everywhere, he's kind of like the John Hamm he's competing with John Hamm for cameos. And this specific storyline was very reminiscent to the John Hamm episode of Black Mirror. Where he was in the person's head. This is probably a spoiler. but yeah, he was trying to source information from a person.
I mean, I think it's more similar to the one called Gamer, where you don't know if you're actually in the house or if you're not in the house or where you are.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it's maybe a combination. I really enjoyed their display of, like, how are we going to search through your memories? Oh, well, look outside. It's right between that memory of where you were when 9/11 happened. And what was the other one?
That your girl. Sports blooper.
Yeah.
Sports blooper.
Which the sports blooper was a baseball coming down, hit a guy in the nuts, and then the other caused another guy to trip over him, but he wound up catching the ball.
Oh, this is the end of capitalism as we know.
Yeah, I love the, because I went and listened to like what he's saying about 9/11 there. He's like, and he's basically just saying, they're gonna use this to take away our freedom. Like, that's what he's shouting at the TV.
Oh my god.
It's true.
Too soon.
But Rick would immediately know, like, he would be like, oh, this is gonna have consequence. Like, that's what he's gonna be focused on.
Right.
It's like, loss of life, whatever. Moving on.
Wait, can he do that? Well, he's the smartest man in the universe, so yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, let's talk about the memory that they went into.
Yeah.
Because,
they
were
at McDonald's.
This was like... We'll get to McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to talk about like his wife, who has been like this mystery character for like the entire first two seasons of the show.
So my question real quick, and this kind of confused me, and I might just be an idiot for not knowing, but when he goes back, when he goes into the memory, he says, that's not me, I'm about to come up, and he comes out of the portal. He's the Rick that we know is the one with the mohawk in this scene, right? Or is he the one whose girl and daughter die? Or is this all just made up?
Well,
are we to believe this whole memory is completely made up?
We don't know. That's the thing. It's
okay, because
like
I'm just like,
as far as we know, any like all of it or almost none of it could be fabricated. Like it could be that he only fabricated the stuff on the floor, or it could be that he completely made this up and that,
right.
That's not his wife. I have to think that she is though, because like you know the best lies. Come from pieces of truth.
Yeah. Well, the reason I think it's somewhat true is because in the end they're like, you're the Rickiest Rick of them all because you have passion
right.
and you care about your family. When he plays off that he doesn't, but at the same time you're like, well, it would make sense to have this be the origin story of a Rick, the only Rick that actually cares in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting to think of.
The Rickiest Rick.
The Rickiest Rick.
Pickle Rick!
What do you guys do you think that, we'll just call her Diane for ease sake, because that's what they call her
yes,
in this.
That's her name, yes.
Well, we don't know if that's really her name.
We get the impression her name is Diane.
Yeah. Do you think that she really is dead? Do you think he's responsible? Like, how much of this do you think is accurate?
I mean, I personally think that that is his true story. I know that he was doing a bit when he was, like, reacting to it in the memory. But, like, I think that there are so many pieces that we've had throughout the seasons that have kind of insinuated that this is somewhat his backstory, like him spending time with having memories of spending time with young Morty and things of that sort. Like, I think that most of it is true, with the exception of the formula.
Got it.
I chose to process it outside of, you know, the universe of the show and think about it more from the creative standpoint of the storytelling. And they're kind of hedging their bets. Like, the idea that, yeah, this could be it, this could be a little bit, but just in case, we're going to say that none of it's true. And I feel like when, you know, probably by now they know, but I think that when they wrote this story, they weren't sure. And I don't know either.
So do you think later in this season we're going to get... Tammy getting control of the universe gun and dropping that bomb in that blows them both up?
That's the other thing. Like, if it is true that, like, somebody dropped that bomb, that's a good point.
I think that would be a good payoff, and I would hope that it's not for season 9 or some time.
Let me ask you this, Christian. Who's the only person that Rick could possibly trust with this gun besides Morty?
Wouldn't it be
Summer.
Rick?
I think it'd be Bird Person.
Well, my only—he
does say that he Bird Person. Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry, Bird Person.
Bird Person
does,
comes first. You'll have to wait.
Bird Person does establish that he knows how to get Morty back with the portal gun, so he knows at least how to operate it.
Yeah, my only counter to that idea would be the fact that, like, Harmon and Roiland have said that they don't want to do time travel, which that would require in order for her to throw that bomb into the portal.
We don't know Tammy's backstory. She may not even be human.
She's a cyborg kind of thing anyway, maybe?
Or just like some kind of other alien species.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's lived for a while. Like, we know she's probably not 15.
So are you implying that she's, like, vandal savaging it, and that, like, at some point she sends a message back to her, like, former self and is like, throw this bomb through this thing using this portal gun, and she's like, cool. Boop.
That's a fair, I don't know. That's a fair point.
The other option is it's honestly just Mohawk Rick who's like, yeah, you asshole, you will, and then puts this bomb back through there just to screw with him.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was, I think, what they were implying.
Got it.
But I love the conspiracy angle that there's, like, way more to it.
Yeah.
Or at the Council of Ricks, like, this is how we make this Rick the Rickest Rick.
Right.
Like, if they, what if the Council was, like, the ones who, like, manipulated him to be the Rickest Rick?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's an experiment to see, like, how far they can go. Interesting.
Yeah. So I think this is about the time where the episode really takes off, is when he takes the picture, uploads the virus, and they're back at Shoney's the whole time, and then just the brainulator gets used.
Oh, it just becomes nonstop at this point.
Because I'm like, the episode's 22 minutes long, and this is about maybe 6 minutes in.
Yeah.
And you're like, I watched the whole episode, and I'm like, that was 22 minutes. I felt like it was 10 minutes. Like, it was just... just kept going.
Mm-hmm. I love, like, the, like, they kill this Rick.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, it does, like, we don't even know, because this is Rick's, it's C-137, maybe, like, is Earth C-137 where we've been spending time, or is Cronenberg World C-137? Since that's where our Rick and Morty are from. Man,
I thought I had it all figured out. Now you just said that.
So did we track whose brains he switched with? So he switched into the
He switched into Nathan Fillion bus.
Yeah, and then he gets his head blown off. Then he switches into
his C-99.
Into C-99. Then he calls somebody and switches into Captain Rick.
Yes, the chief officer. And then he changes into the council member.
Okay, yeah. So that's...
So where we are is he stayed in one of the council
members'
bodies. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So that's where he ended with.
Yeah, right. And I think they basically just want us to not even worry about that.
Yeah,
at this
okay.
point.
But I am like worried about it.
He fixed the hair, and then we can move on.
Yeah, that's all you need. Just the hair.
Oh my god, I love just, like, all the little crazy... McDonald's.
Before we, like, move into another... I liked that this series of events, him getting out, also kind of harkened back to the... which episode? It was the... M. Night Shyamalalians. Yep, that's what that one's called.
Yeah.
Where they were trying to get dark matter formula.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that this kind of... this that was basically a predecessor to this episode.
This is gonna be such a mindfuck!
I love how they break the fourth wall, though, all the time, where it's like, he's sitting and it's like, they go into the McDonald's. There's one place we have to go. They had this In 1997, they had a Mulan thing where they had this special Szechuan sauce. And my memories are the only place we can get this Szechuan sauce. Like, Rick, you're literally melting your brain and going through a bit right now.
Yeah.
You're right. Let's go in the drive-thru. And then his wife and child, or girlfriend and child, blow up, and the guy's like, oh my god, this sauce is amazing. Yeah.
Here's the thing. The McDonald's bit is how I found out that the episode aired and all that.
Really?
I was at WonderCon yesterday, and it was the end of the night, and I was drinking a little bit.
Shame on you, Zach.
How dare you?
This is how great stories start.
And I looked at... I was just like... At one point, I was posting a photo, and I looked at Twitter, and like I saw the Rick and Morty account making all these posts about McDonald's Mulan Szechuan sauce. I was like, that's weird. They do weird stuff with that account all the time, so it didn't faze me that much. But I was like, I watched the ad, and I was like, that's random. And, so, and then I looked a little closer, went, oh my god.
I feel like right before this aired, somebody had like sold on eBay a sealed packet of it. And, like, now they're kicking themselves, like, it would have been worth so much more now. Probably bad.
I'm so glad I bought it when I did.
It's true.
But that's what I was alluding to in the beginning, is it's such an obscure thing, and it's such a major
Shoney's,
yeah.
Mulan, Szechuan
yeah.
sauce.
And it's not like, you know, the McDLT is something sometimes people remember throwing around as a McDonald's fan. But the Szechuan sauce tie into Mulan, it's such a specific, that's what's funny to me, is it's like somebody went... the extra mile and then another 10 miles for the sake of a joke, and I'm in. Oh, I was, like, you know, I'm always in.
But I'm not sure. Computer, do we have the ad for that? Because this is such an obscure reference.
Yeah.
Like,
I certainly ate at McDonald's at that time, and I do not remember the Szechuan sauce because I would have tasted it.
Anthony? Or,
yeah, I actually brought it up.
1 second. Yeah, put it up. But yeah, it's just like they lean into it so hard,
especially at the end.
Well, specificity is one of the number one rules of improv, right, guys? That and comedy comes in threes.
Just roll whatever you have and let's stop talking. But yeah, you're right. But that's the thing. It's like they like, and that's something Rick and Morty has done so well.
Yes.
Which, by the way, was one of my favorite lines at the end. He's like, and now I forgot how to improvise.
Yes.
Oh, like, that was so good.
It's like I transferred all the things that I don't really need. Yeah. 6 weeks of improv classes.
Play
it's
it.
It's fine. Just play it.
It's from 1998. It's
old, yeah. If it's not HD, I don't want to watch it. I'm going to cover my eyes.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
I know. I hit the gong.
That's so racist.
No, they used gongs in ancient China.
And Szechuan sauce.
These two little kids just like talking about McNuggets and banging on this gong.
Or 20 pieces for $3.29.
Oh,
ooh,
that's a great, that's such a good value. Yeah.
Freaking Disney whitewashing their McDonald's Szechuan sauce commercial.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
It looks delicious.
Oh my god. And yeah, Cap Travis is asking, wait, that was a real thing?
6 pieces for
everything in this episode was a real thing.
How many tweets do you think we need to encourage people to send at McDonald's to encourage them to have this
today.
To have this out in time for the actual season premiere?
You know what's really funny is like yesterday, or I think it was earlier today, they tweeted, because I went and I was curious if the McDonald's account had done anything to this, and they had tweeted out just like one tweet that was just like a gif of like somebody dipping a McNugget, and like it's just like, dipping in that sauce, and it was just like totally vague, didn't establish what it was.
What kind of sauce is that?
It was just like, is that the sauce? I need to know. I need the Szechuan, the sauce to dip in the nuggets.
It's a very uncommon thing for a fast food restaurant that specializes in nuggets to tweet out a gif of it dipping a nugget.
Yeah, totally.
Were they dipping it in Szechuan sauce or the blood of Grimace?
It's
delicious.
Before we get further into this, dude, I really want to talk, because I know we have like 15 minutes left. The fact that Morty is having such an existential crisis about Rick and that he dumped him, and it's like so deep. And always as Morty is always the deep one, like really cares about relationships and stuff. But like with the family, because we haven't really talked about the family yet.
Yeah, I want to talk about like especially Summer.
Oh yeah,
that was like that whole storyline.
So we're introduced to the family and they're eating pills, as
of course
is the new alien overlords. The dad doesn't know why he's being promoted. And we learn that there's a lot of aggression towards Rick.
Yep.
That is an accurate statement. There is a lot of aggression.
I mean, because like we, it's easy to forget. Like it's been a while, but like he, from their perspective, and also because like the end of the finale for season two, we saw what he did and like why he did it, but they had no idea. All they saw was he went out for ice cream, and then the Galactic Federation found them. That was the timeline for them. So as far as they know, Rick just like knew the government was coming and bailed.
Yep. And now Earth has new Galactic Federation pills.
Yep. New overlords.
I like how the butler just shoves it down his throat.
Yeah, he just tilts his head back.
And then he says thank you, because they very much controlled them.
But so this whole thing is like, she's depending on Rick as the savior. And Morty just is not having it, because he's the only one who knows what was really going on. So...
Oh, I actually think what they did here with Summer was really fascinating, because she's not, like, waiting for Rick. Like, she's putting him up on a pedestal, sure, but she's like, Grandpa Rick wouldn't stand for this, and she goes out to the garage, like, ready to just, like, own it.
Yeah.
I think they're turning, I think the what they're hinting at here is, like, Summer is going to become, like, Rick's true heir in the family. Like, she's going to be the one who inherits, like, his, like... Maybe some of his intelligence and some of his drive.
I mean,
like,
she almost got the flies right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, though, the other side to that coin is that I feel like she's heading down the same path that, not Diane, Beth is, in that, like, Rick can literally do no wrong in her eyes, which he's done a lot of bad things, and, like, some they know about, some they don't. But, like, it gets to dangerous territory when... You essentially deify a person who literally is like a demon, as Rick was saying. Like, yes.
My question, though, is do you think that he traveled with them before? Like, when Morty was younger? Because, like, Morty just assumes that he's the only one that Rick has taken on all these adventures, but you never know that, like, previously when Rick was younger, whether or not he took... a different universe is Summer or a different universe is Beth, like while they were growing up and they just don't remember it or something.
Oh, like he went and borrowed a Morty?
Yeah, like I don't know.
Well, this is one of those things about Rick and Morty where it's like, I feel like just don't think about it too hard. Is like all that stuff at like the Citadel of Rick's, like that's come up, like Morty's 10. Yeah. So like if they've been going for 10 years, or no, he's not 10, he's like what? 14?
Whatever. Yeah, he's like 14 or
but 15. But, like, so if they've been going for that long that they established all of this, then, like, they must have been traveling with Morty when he was, like, 3.
Yeah, or somebody else.
So they were just carrying around a baby for camouflage the whole time?
Would you put it past him to have a baby for camouflage?
No.
Yeah, see, there you go. So it all makes, all of these are very possible. And again, if we get the 9 seasons, we might see all of this. All these different permutations.
I'm just glad that there's a very simple room that you can just hit a few dials and buttons and teleport the entire station wherever you want.
We have that here at AfterBuzz.
I know, we do, actually. It's called the White Room.
That was great. I love that he just collapses the government.
How do you collapse the government, Rick? By changing a 1 to a 0. Hashtag... Venezuela.
Too soon.
But I love that, like, but again, we talked about, like, how they call back to, like, old stuff. Like, I love that when Morty was like, we got a bail after they dug up the bodies and, like, went through that whole plot line to get the portal gun, they went to his original Earth and, like, the Cronenberg world.
So good.
And found them. But, again, like, part of why I think they're going to... be turning Summer into like a new, like a Rick, like apprentice. Like, because Morty's never gonna be Rick. He's just like Rick's partner.
Right.
But like, I think Summer is gonna like turn him, like, she stinks of Rick. I really think this Summer is going to just start becoming crazier and crazier and more just like willing to mess up the world.
Wait a second. What have they been saying about this season?
It's gonna be the darkest.
No, yeah. They've been saying new episodes this summer!
Oh, shit! I get it.
He just blew all our minds.
Brain you later, you motherfuckers!
Yeah. My mind's...
He's drunk on Szechuan sauce.
But it's just like when she's talking about, like, that's what Grandpa Rick does. Like, that's what heroes do. Like, she is, like, she wants to be Rick. And I think we're going to see her do that. I mean, and I think that'd be fun to watch.
She doesn't have much else going on.
Yeah. Her best friend is an intergalactic cop, I guess.
Yeah, but who's paying her?
That's true.
Who's paying me to ask that question?
Yeah.
We need give me your pants.
Yeah, I like that pants became the new currency in this world.
Which is perfectly logical, pants. By the way.
Totally.
All I do controls just, pants controls the galaxy.
I just crawled on the floor and it just kept working, so I got here. Look, it's final. It's me or Rick. Oof. Hey, Rick, you might want to go in the garage for a minute.
That shot when they, like, that was when, like, you knew they were finally going to pull the trigger. When there's just the shot of the four of them, like, staring at him, like, well.
So, he's going to take a little bit of a divorce. Time away on a divorce.
What do you guys think that does for the show to have them finally break up, like, finally get divorced? After basically using every single episode of the show to tease it.
I mean, I think it's hilarious because they can play on a lot of movies from pop culture. Like, Sixth Sense had characters with a separated divorce, with a separation. Lots of M. Night Shyamalan films had characters that are separated but still living together.
We're going to do Kramer versus Kramer.
I don't think he's going to move out. I think they're just going to be divorced and he'll be on the couch.
I would like it if he was gone, though, because it brings another new dynamic. It introduces the idea of Beth dating again and having Rick be like a father figure trying to vet these
but
new dudes.
You're assuming that if he's still there on the couch, she wouldn't be dating? But you can still have him there and like, oh, hey, you know, this is Steven. I brought him home on my date.
Maybe she'll date a Mr. Meeseeks.
What if she dates... What if,
Make him jealous.
I'll bet you we bring in that guy from the episode of the daycare. Paul Fleischman.
Oh.
Even if it's just for, like, a cameo bit. But, like... Oh, yeah, in some timelines, Beth remarries. oh, man. What else happened in these episodes?
It's just so much.
It felt like... We got the back and forth in here.
Rick hands Morty the gun, and he's like, you're going to use this later.
Great.
And then it's just like, no, Rick, I'm not going to let you shoot my sister. You obviously care about... God damn it, Morty, obviously I don't care about it. And they all just start yelling at Morty.
I knew it!
Yeah. Standoff was great.
I'm so glad I read that note.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about Phoenix Person.
Oh my god, Phoenix Person. I knew they were gonna bring Bird Person back.
Bird Person!
No!
I didn't know how they were gonna do it, but yeah, you can't lose Bird Person.
I hope there's
pin.
There's a pop, what are those things called?
Pop figures? Vinyl?
I hope there's a pop vinyl of Phoenix Person.
That'd be sweet.
It looked like a cross of Dark Angel from like X Men.
Archangel.
Yeah. Archangel. It like the wing style looked like Archangel.
Right.
So I wonder if they're just gonna do, and it's Phoenix, of course, made me think of that. So it's like, I wonder if they're just gonna do like an X Men kind of storyline.
That would be amazing.
But to me, is Tammy like actually? She's like, I actually fell in love with you, Bird Person. And, like, is that what happened here? You said you didn't care what he was called. You just wanted him brought back.
Yeah, I thought we said Cyberbird.
Which Cyberd would have been way better.
Missed opportunity, man. Tammy. Yeah.
Is that Cyberd in the past tense or like C-Y-B-I-R-D?
C-Y-B-I-R-D.
Like Cyberd, like he's a bird. Oh. But yes.
I didn't understand.
Like it's a pun. It's a combination of words and a pun. I don't need to explain this. The audience gets it.
You create humor by stitching two words together
that
have a similar syllable in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Can we bring a blackboard in here?
A new
we'll
word
write it
entirely.
Out.
All right. It's gonna be months before we get more Rick and Morty.
I have an idea though. You just might be able to watch this episode 300,000 times before it comes out though.
I just might.
I think you could.
Yep. I'll show them. I'll watch it 300,000
times. I've already watched it three times since this morning when I watched it.
Yeah, I'm at six.
And he's been watching it the whole time we're doing the show.
It's true.
It's not wrong.
That's how he stays.
It's why I keep getting distracted. It's actually...
I actually put it... Actually, no. I guess it's like 3.5 because I put it on... Like I just did the audio on the drive here to like keep my... To get my brain refreshed on what we were about to talk about. But yeah. Any other, like, favorite moments or predictions for what we're going to see going forward?
I mean, we haven't talked about the biggest thing in the episode that happened.
The final speech?
The final speech.
Because I wrote down the whole speech.
I would like to hear that in your impersonation of Morgan Freeman. Please entertain
my impersonation of Morgan. You say that like I have a Morgan Freeman.
You guys have to hear Zach's Morgan Freeman.
I don't have one.
Spot
do
on.
Do we, though?
Andy Dufresne. Are you? Crawled through a river of shit.
The fact that this all happened because he crossed him in the last one. He threatened to turn me into the government, so I took him down and the government. Now I've replaced them both as your patriarch figure, you and the world, Morty.
Dude, that was a really good Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I hadn't even started the quote. I was just... I'll go out and I'll find some more of that Mulan Szechuan teriyaki sauce. That's what this has all been about. That's my one-armed man. I'm driven by avenging my dead family, Morty. That was fake. I'm doing this for the McNugget sauce. I want that Mulan McNugget sauce, Morty.
What are you talking about, Rick?
That's
my series arc, Morty. If it takes nine seasons, I want my McNugget dipping sauce.
What are you talking about?
Just one sauce.
I'm scared, Rick.
Nine more seasons until I get the dipping sauce, Morty.
Nine seasons, what are you talking about?
For 97 more years, I want the McNugget sauce, Morty.
I forgot that, like, Morty had no context for what he was saying. And so, like, he's just being attacked viciously over this sauce.
And that's the commitment to the bit that I was talking about earlier. Yes. Just the fact that it not only came up again, but it's like, it's his one-armed man. It's his avenging his dead family.
Yeah.
Like, they've said, Royland and Harmon have said since the beginning of the show that there was one thing that, like, secretly that they had that was always going to inform the way that they wrote Rick. And there were a bunch of different theories that, like, Reddit put out. And they said that, like, there was a, at the time, they were like, Reddit already got it. Like, we're not going to tell you which theory it is, but Reddit already figured it out, like, right away. So somebody, like, went through all the threads.
Oh, wow.
And, like, pieced out, like, which it could, like, based on the time frame, which it could have been.
Uh-huh.
And the ones that stuck out that I remember are, Rick, like, replaced, Rick lost, his Morty in some accident and was so devastated that he jumped into another timeline to be with Morty.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that one has been more or less disproven.
Yeah.
But the big one was that Rick is aware he's in a TV show.
We talked about the season.
And that seems like pretty much that's where we are. Yeah. But I would love it if, like, they'd known about the Mulan thing, like, for years. Yeah. They've, like, had this in their back pocket.
That they had the Mulan thing first, and they built a show around it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
need a character driven by Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce. I also love that he threw in teriyaki, which is not at all what the sauce was at one point. He just gets it wrong. I need that McNugget Szechuan sauce, Morty!
Yeah.
McDonald's!
If you guys need more Rick and Morty, and you've already seen the episode... Go ahead. They animated the court scene dialogue that they did at the panel 6 months ago, where there was a really weird stenographer did the quotes from court where a guy was, like, arguing with the judge, and they made Morty the judge and made Rick the defendant.
Yes.
And somebody storyboarded it, and then somebody actually animated it, and then they took the voices and made it. So it's actually like a whole 17-minute... Similar to an episode of Rick and Morty, just not as intense.
It's great. Really weird.
It's a great bit.
It's fun. Wow.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Eventually.
Eventually. Stick around.
Yeah.
until then, because we're out of time, you guys can find me, Zach Wilson, on Twitter and Instagram at @ZachWilson. If you're a fan of Grimm, that show just had its series finale. Tari, me, and Yael Teagle, our co-hosts, are right after this going to go into the studio to talk about that finale and the devastating craziness that was that.
I think you should open the Grimm finale with the G.I. Joe sponsorship announcement of "Don't give him the stick." That's the way to start it.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back on Tuesday night. we'll be live at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Finally.
Check it out.
Find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHNLAMIEX, and follow all the great shows here on the Popcorn Talk Network at The Popcorn Talk.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. It's TariJay.
I can't talk that fast, but I'm at Christian DMZ. I'm on The Tomorrow Show, Mondays and Thursdays, thetomorrowshow.com. The Trump Report, Tuesdays, and I have my own podcast, The Blackcast, BladtCast.com.
Ooh.
All right, guys. This has been Sci-Fi Weekly. Wubba lubba dub dub!
Pickle rag, bitches!
Finally take that shit.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.